You want some cool merchandise? Well, you want to go to RidersLivePodcastStore.com. Also, we have t-shirts, hoodies, and drinkware accessories. You just shop, pick out what you like, and your orders will come straight to you directly. Also, subscribe to the Riders Live Podcast. It's on all streaming platforms. You can even listen on RidersOnline.net. You can get my music from the link tree. You can access my merchandise store. And you can listen on all streaming platforms right through the link tree. So subscribe, rate, and review to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify for Podcasters, Google Podcasts, and Good Pods. And you can also leave a review on RidersOnline.net. I appreciate everybody who's been listening to the show. Keep tapping in for great content and episodes. Thank you.
Welcome to another episode of Riders Live. Let's get it.
They call him punt, the wild foul guy. They call him Rock the Riders. Rock. They call him the wild foul guy.
They call him Rock the Riders.
Rock.
They call him
the wild foul guy.
They call him
punt.
Welcome to Riders Live. I'm your host, Riders. Today, I have a bonus episode for you. The name of this episode is called Lock In. 10 things that make a successful studio session. Number one, record by yourself to practice. So, the way technology is, everybody has a smartphone. A lot of artists have access to a home studio, and they recording at home. So basically, just get your reps in recording at home, or go over your verse, go over your hook, go over your phone with the voice notes in your voice recorder. Get those reps in. Practice makes perfect. Whether you're a beat maker, a vocalist, or a rapper. So record by yourself to practice. Number two, love your sound. So a lot of people, they hate hearing themselves. Like when you first start making music, you don't like your voice. So you got to get used to hearing your voice because this is something that you're going to be presenting to the world. This is something that you want people to get used to like. You know, sometimes we are our own worst critics as artists. So over time, you'll be comfortable with your voice. Figure out what you could do to improve it. Try new techniques. Experiment. You know, you gotta find out if you just suck, but, you know, love your sound. Own it. Number three, rest and vocal health. So, this mostly applies to singers. You know, you want to stay away from, and artists too. Excuse my voice at the time of this recording. I got a cold, but I just couldn't stay away from y'all. So, number three is rest and vocal health. So, you want to avoid alcohol, coffee, and dairy. Why? They cause dehydration, reflux, and excess mucus. You know, the key thing is to drink plenty of H2O. Drink plenty of water, y'all. That's why most artists have a water bottle on stage or when they're in the studio. Number four, warm up. Practice your song. Practice your verse. Go over it like exercise. You know what I'm saying? So the more you do it, the better it'll be. You'll get comfortable doing it over time and you'll have more reps. So number five, book the studio session at the right time of day. If you got a studio at the crib, record when it's comfortable for you. You know, go to the lab when you up. Like me, I'm an early bird. I wake up maybe like 5:30 or 6 a.m. You know, a comfortable time for me would be like maybe 10 a.m. I wouldn't book no more than 4 hours, but 10 a.m. is good. I'm woke. You know, I'm lively. I'm energized. So, yeah. You know, you want to go to the lab when it's comfortable for you. Number six. Time limit. I wouldn't book more than 3 to 4 hours. If I'm mixing and mastering a song, because you don't want it to feel like work. And then if you singing or delivering vocals of any type or sort, you know, you don't want vocal fatigue to set in. So everybody who know my normal voice and hearing me now, you could see I kind of got vocal fatigue because I got a cold. You don't want to waste your time trying to get a good take with a fatigued voice. That's a no-no. So you don't want to book no more than 3 to 4 hours a session. Number seven, emotion. You want to make sure that you deliver your verse with emotion. You want to feel like you can sing your song with emotion. Why? Because you want people to feel it. You know, more often than less, a lot of singers and vocalists and rap artists, but this is geared more towards the singers and the vocalists, they perfectionists. So they usually put too much focus on their imperfections of their voice during recordings when they should be focusing on delivering the emotion and the message of the song. Don't overthink it. You know, never let them see you sweat. So what you want to do is you want to make sure you don't lose the connection to the music because of pressure. So you want to have plenty of emotion. Number eight, preparation. Know the song extremely well if possible. Know it by heart so you can capitalize off the emotions of the song. You can focus on the details of the song. And you want to deliver on the dynamics to make the song special. If you know the song, it make it that much easier. So you want to prepare. Prior planning prevents poor performance. And preparation is the key. Man, that was a tongue twister, y'all. Number nine, know what to bring to the studio. If you're a vocalist, you want to bring decaffeinated tea and honey and water. you want to bring your crew, because they going to keep it a buck. Bring people to the studio that's brutally honest. So, you know, they can give you their opinion. You got them there for a reason. So they could tell you like, nah, that ain't it. Or, you know, just go with the artist. Go with the people that's contributing to the song. If people in the studio and they don't have no purpose, don't bring them. So you want to have water, tea, decaffeinated honey, and healthy snacks. But most importantly, when you come to the studio, you want to bring your A game. You want to bring your A game. Now, I can't speak for all artists, but when I'm writing my song, or even if I'm writing on the spot, I'm going over it in my mind, how I'm going to deliver it, how I'm going to present it to the masses so they can receive it accordingly. So you got to bring your A game. You know, I'm getting them reps in a session, even if don't nobody hear it. You know, mind over matter. Because it matters what the song sound like. Bring your A game. And last but not least, make sure you got a good engineer. Because the mixing and the mastering of the song is so important. You don't want to have no tone deaf engineer up in there mixing your record who can't hear what's going on. You know. And, you know, one other gem is, you don't want to mix and master your song the same day that it's recorded, because it'll fall on deaf ears. You'll get ear fatigue from you hearing the song over and over and over and over and over. So always mix and master the song on a different day. So this has been the Lock In Bonus Edition of Ride or Slide. 10 things that make a successful studio session, in my opinion. If you do something else during your recording session, leave it in the comments. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast. Episodes drop every Friday at midnight like clockwork. I didn't drop an episode last week because I had a cold. You can hear my voice. I couldn't stay away from y'all. So, yeah, leave a comment. Tell me what you do in a studio session. Let me know some of your tricks and tips. This has been another bonus episode of Riders Live. Peace.